And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 13th of November, 2015. It's the birthday of St. Augustine, born in what is now Algeria in the year 354. St. Augustine believed in original sin and used himself as an example by writing his Confessions, one of the first memoirs of Western literature. It's the birthday of Robert Louis Stevenson, born in Edinburgh, 1850, dropped out of school where he was studying engineering and became a bohemian, hanging out with seamen and thieves and chimney sweeps. He wanted to live a life of adventure and sail the high seas, but his very poor health forced him to move to France, where the weather was supposed to be better, and where he met an American woman, Fanny Osborne, and when she traveled back to the United States, he followed her all the way to San Francisco and finally married her there. They traveled constantly, looking for a climate to improve his health. They tried Switzerland, Scotland, France, England, New Jersey, finally wound up on the Pacific island of Samoa. Stevenson's health kept failing, but he wrote constantly, on trains, in boats, in his bed. One day in the summer of 1881, he painted a map of an imaginary island for his stepson, and the map gave him an idea for the novel Treasure Island. He finished it in a few weeks, and the book would become one of the most popular adventure stories of all time, starring the one-legged pirate Long John Silver. A few years later, he wrote The Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, wrote it in a single week. Stevenson's contemporaries saw him as one of the great writers of his generation. Henry James considered him an equal. But critics began to look down on him as a children's writer of adventure stories, except for the writer Jorge Luis Borges, who said, "If you don't like Stevenson, there must be something wrong with you."
Here's a poem for today by Dana Robbins, "To My Daughter Teaching Science." They are olive green and elegant, tails curved to a fine point, these lizards that my daughter cares for so lovingly in the terrarium in the back of her science classroom in Brooklyn, miniature dinosaurs motionless as yogis, fingers curled around a branch. She has worked long, underpaid hours to create this wonderland, while the politicians rail that teachers are the problem. Gently, she drops a worm on a leaf for the lizards, says they prefer crickets, then shows me the hissing cockroaches who hide under bark in another tank. I recoil. It's instinct. I say, "No," she tells me. "People all over the world eat insects." I remember her as a toddler teaching songs to her bears, her voice trilling from her room to fill every corner of the house. Now my daughter is teaching me. I want to imitate the hooting of owls, fold paper into birds, twist pipe cleaners into spiders, sit cross-legged on the colorful rug to look up at my daughter, lovely, with her long hair pulled back, her eyes bright and intent, as the long days with troubled children, the attacks from braying critics, fade away as the lizards on their branch tilt their inscrutable heads to listen to the strange creatures who surround them. A poem by Dana Robbins, "To My Daughter Teaching Science," from her collection The Left Side of My Life, published by Moon Pie Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices. Subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.